USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As inflation remains at a 40-year high, the chairman of the Fed Reserve claims the nation's central bank is doing everything possible to curb it.
We are strongly committed to bringing inflation back down, and we're moving expeditiously to do so. We have both the tools we need and the resolve it will take to restore price stability on behalf of American families and businesses.
During a Senate hearing, Jerome Powell talking about soaring gas prices and food prices and the impacts on struggling families. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is vowing to get a bipartisan gun control bill passed by week's end. The New York Democrats saying the measure will make real progress against gun violence. The text of the bill was released late Tuesday, and many Republican senators say they'll have to read the bill before they'll decide if they'll support it. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
In an attempt to lower gas prices, President Biden proposes several things he claims will lower the price by at least a dollar.
Today I'm calling for a federal gas tax holiday, state gas tax holiday for the equivalent relief to customers, oil companies to use their profits to increase refining capacity rather than buy back their own stock, gas stations to pass along the decree, the decrease, and oil prices, to lower prices at the pump.
The president's proposal does face some bipartisan opposition. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is vowing to get a bipartisan gun control bill passed by week's end. The New York Democrats saying the measure will make real progress against gun violence. The text of the bill was released late Tuesday, and many Republican senators say they'll have to read the bill before they'll decide if they'll support it. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The violent crime rate has risen in much of the United States since 2020. Appearing on America's Newsroom, Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp says that Americans are concerned about crime.
Since I got in office, I've had to deal with other local elected officials at the Democratic level in the city of Atlanta and other places that wouldn't go after violent criminals. So now the state has stepped in and started doing that.
The legal troubles for a comedian continue.
A California jury found that Bill Cosby sexually abused a 16-year-old girl at the Playboy Mansion in 1975, awarding the victim $500,000. The jury found that the disgraced comedian and actor intentionally caused harmful sexual contact with Judy Huff, that he reasonably believed she was under 18, and that his conduct was driven by unnatural or abnormal sexual interest of a minor. Huff, who is now 64 years old, described her 7-year legal fight as torture. A spokesman for Cosby says they will appeal. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
A new Harris poll commissioned by the National Alliance for Public Charter Schools found that 82% of parents would vote for a candidate who did not belong to their preferred party if the candidate aligned with them on education issues. 83% of respondents also said education matters more to them than in the past, and 84% said they supported public charter schools. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.